I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The world's eyes will soon be off Sochi, Russia, with the Paralympics coming to a close this Sunday. But there's one thing that should stay on your radar. Sochi's government is trying to auction off the property and buildings of an evangelical church. According to Forum 18 News, the next court case is coming up March 25th. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association weighs in.
The number one concern is always the gospel and the advance of the gospel and the right of people to, worship and evangelize.
The story continues at our website. Pray the gospel is still able to go forward in Russia. Next, fun and interactive is how the 13th annual Cornerstone University English as a Second Language Training Conference is being described. Cornerstone University's Dr. Michael Pasquale is organizing the April 5th event in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This conference can help churches using ESL as a way to share Christ. This year's focus, pronunciation techniques.
It's something that their students crave. But it's also one of the areas that's most intimidating to teachers, especially if they're not professional teachers.
Early bird registration runs through tomorrow. Register through a link at our website. And we close today with a question. What does spiritual poverty look like? The Seed Company is working to end biblical poverty everywhere. This month, they're inviting kids to be a part of it, too. Two bloggers connected to the ministry launched a campaign to raise $1,000 toward Bible translation work in the Tagasa region of Southeast Asia. They'll walk you through ways to make these teachable moments with your kids, too. We'll link you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available the new Casting Crown CD, Thrive with Your Best Gift.
It's time for us to more than just survive.
Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your copy or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.